Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, nerds of all ages, Randy's at heart. Welcome back to Name Pending. Randy's looking at me like a weirdo, and that's okay. I kind of am. Back here in the studio, to my left, I've got the one, the only...
Caleb Millen playing your friendly orc, Bolus.
And he's got some weightlifting chick on his phone.
What? I don't know. It was advertisement, thank you very much.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Anyways, he's just trying to learn how to lift weights properly from girls.
I want to be feminine in my lifting ways, son.
Oh, dear lift Lord. Okay. Shush. We're moving on.
You got to focus on the glutes.
To his left, we've got...
Steven Seehausen also playing... Elwin. Yeah.
Okay. And to his left, we have...
It's Randy. I'm still here.
It's Randy. He's still here. Nice and calm. Quiet.
Maybe we should all do this, you know, do the podcast the rest of the way. You know?
And last and potentially least, especially now that he's down to strength, we've got...
Bill. Who plays Balbrax. Who's not too happy at the moment. All right,
So I told you guys to kind of be thinking about this, talking about this. I kind of want to see what your guys' consensus are. Why is Baldrux taking strength damage? What do you guys think it is?
Quite honestly,
shut your mouth.
I'm sorry, Billy, but I'm thinking it's Tainted Willow and or we were in the room with the tear guy. And maybe he was supposed to put on that armor, and he didn't.
What, the armor that I have on?
No. Maybe if you take off your armor and put on his. Like, his had a special thingy, but,
a connection to the sword?
Maybe. And it's kind of draining you now, and that's my thought.
Yeah, but we don't have any armor or weapons on right now either. Do we have our armor on or no weapons?
I forget what I said. I believe you guys have your armor and non-magical items, but any of your magical items, poof, gone.
And swords. Also weapons.
Yeah, you said magical weapons or weapons.
So I think armor you guys have kept.
So everything's gone.
Everything's gone.
Yep.
Wait, so we don't have magic items?
Nope. You don't have the magical items, and you don't have your magical weapons either. So, yeah, your sword is poof, disappeared-o.
My sword is not magic. I am magic, and I'm making my sword more
but,
magical.
I mean, your sword is still gone because there's no weapons.
Oh.
So.
I guess I don't really need it too much.
Yeah. So, but we left off last time at the end of this thing. You had gone in search, Randy, for the eye and hand of Vesna, and were attempting to figure out where in the world this was, and you got led on this, you know, search by Renwick. Down underneath the chambers of the monastery, which took you into the Feywild, quote unquote.
I guess.
You know, and before all you rule harpers get on me, this is my version of the Feywild, okay? This is just for funsies. Anyways, you guys end up here on a biv, somehow is there. She leads you through, and you guys end up at this place with a bunch of these different things, you know, magical and otherwise and this and that, and Anabib seems to understand exactly what's going on, but you guys are lost. You fight your way through this one floor. You guys are able to take a rest. You move in. You take a short rest, you know, move into the next area, and you guys are presented with a large arena. Interestinger and interestinger. How are you guys feeling about this?
I'm feeling weaker about this. I'm going to be honest.
I'm feeling stronger about this. This is my place. Prove myself.
I couldn't care less. Let's just get out of here and get our stuff.
This is taking too long for Luca's liking.
Sounds about right.
Just thought I was just going to be a... You know, in Aladdin, go in, grab the lamp, and go out. But I guess not.
Nope, not quite. You misjudged me, my friend. All right. So I guess, without any further ado, shall we just go ahead? Shall we just move on?
More bloodshed. Bring it. Oh, by the way. I think that Boldrex just needs to take a sit on the pot. I seriously think that's what will fix a lot of it.
I'm just constipated?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
Let's just follow the mom rule, dude. Let's be honest. It'll help you. Okay.
Yes, a mother's number one idea. Oh, you just need to go sit on the pot.
Dude, it freakishly works every time.
You lose something, it's like, oh, well, it's got to be somewhere. Well, thanks, Mom.
Walk inside with a broken leg. Mom, I think I know. Oh, no, sit on the pot. Walk out and your leg's back on.
Like, oh, my God.
It's just they know.
Could you imagine just being like a street magician and you make this guy's card disappears? Then he brings his mom over and he's like, Mom, where's the card? Over there. Wait, no, how did... You ruined my trick.
Nonny.
All right, so with that, I'm going to need you guys. We're going to go ahead and roll for initiative as we are getting into floor 2 or whatever the heck
Ooh.
Number this is.
Lord have mercy on me.
I've got my coffee. I'm ready.
Caleb, what'd you got?
I got 5.
Hey!
My 10. Yeah!
Randy? Nope.
8.
Okay.
Mod 5.
Boy! Air 5.
Hey, not only are you chair buddies, but you're initiative buddies now.
Bro, we're connected.
Bro!
Initiative
bro,
buddies.
Bro! 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 Bro!
I forgot about that.
We gotta make that a shirt. Just bro.
Bro. Bro. Bro.
We Dude, made it's... land.
Bro. Bro.
We have a boat and it's on like a interstate and we're just rowing bro. The boat. Bro.
All right, so this works out. Okay, this will be fun.
You can go first.
Oh, thank you.
No problem. Okay, that's how I wrote it down anyways.
Ooh.
All right, so you guys walk in, and there's this enormous eruption of sound. The arena is just full, and it's a great cacophony. And the announcer... pipes up and ladies and gentlemen, introducing the Faerun 5. We've got Bolas the murderer, Eldwin the sniper, Luca the lady, Bulgrax the scaled one, and Anabev the shape changer.
That's racist.
So
did they pay you for that? That was very unoriginal.
Yeah, no joke.
Oh, very I nice, don't. Luca. I kind of like my name. My
All
name,
you did was look sh- at us. Of course
up,
I'm
Quit alone. Your whining. Without any further ado, let's bring in the contestants. And the doors on the opposite end open up. And 4, 5 creatures come scuttling out. 2 look like giant weasels, because they are. 1 is a large snake.
Because it's a large snake.
There is a flying creature that looks like a dinosaur. It is a pteranodon.
Oh.
And a second flying creature that looks even more menacing. but is really tiny.
Hmm?
It looks to be very similar to Balfragor.
Oh.
And it has a violet shimmering hue to it.
Hue.
Without any further ado, we're going to get into this. And Anabev is going to go first. She's going to transform into a bear with her wild shape. And she is going to run up and attack one of the giant weasels. I gotta get... It's a brown bear, by the way. You guys were wondering.
To be accurate.
It's a big boy brown bear.
No, guess what? Yeah. Tomatoes beats Battlestar Galacta. Polar bears.
So Anabiv runs up and she's gonna crunch a lunch. Ooh, alright, so her bite misses, but her claw is going to crit.
Nice.
Ooh.
And just for simplicity's sake, I'm just gonna roll double damage.
Double elbow damage.
Double elbow?
Yep, double elbow. Double elbow.
Oof. Okay. And you see one of the giant weasels go down. Ooh. It is no longer alive.
Atta boy, Anabiv. Come on.
Woot, woot. I believe the term would be atta girl.
Oh, excuse me. Atta girl, Anabiv. Row, row. Come on.
Fight the power.
All right. Power. Next up, though, is this tiny violet shimmering dragon-like creature. And it's going to go over to Randy. Or, well, Luca.
There's a thing in the room.
And as it does, it gets real close to you and is going to...
Sneer really fast.
Offer me an apology.
Blow real bad in its face and its breath is so bad, Luca just falls out.
I'm going to have to have you roll a wisdom saving throw, please.
Now, may I ask you, is this a spell or spell-like effect?
The dragon spray painted.
No. This is actually a breath attack.
Oh, okay. Now, the other question.
Yes!
Is this, what you said, it's the pseudo-dragon attacking me?
Yeah, it's a pseudo-dragon kind of deal.
Would you say it is a aberration, celestial, elemental, fey, fiend, or undead?
No, it is not any of these.
No, I should know that, because I have all my stats written down for Balfagor here.
Yeah.
I didn't write down what he is. I wrote dragon.
This is not. This is not your traditional pseudo-dragon.
I wrote down bird lizard.
All right, what kind of save was this again?
Wisdom. Wisdom save.
Are you smart enough to dodge? Just a question.
If you can dodge.
That is a 22.
Okay. All right. And that completes... let's see. Okay. And it disappears.
The dragon disappears?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-da-da. Luca wins by doing nothing.
I outsmarted you.
So next up is the Pteranodon, and it's going to make a flyby attack on Elduin.
Of course. Why not, right?
Crit fail! Elduin, go ahead and take an attack on it.
Do it.
Roll d20. See what the roll is. Just in case you crit.
Punch it in the bird face.
You connect. Because this Pteranodon is actually going to leave itself wide open as it comes up.
So what would I use since?
Whatever.
Didn't you have two sticks last time?
So you want me to use it as a short sword?
Yep. It's not quite going to do the same short sword damage, but so.
But, so 1d6.
Yeah.
Max 6.
Okay. So you get a good little womp on it. It doesn't go down, but it kind of careens off target. And it's going to end its turn. The snake is going to roll up around Bolas and is going to crunch a lunch. Let's see. How does a 17 sound?
Yeah, that hits.
It does. Okay. Yeah. So.
How did it?
1d8. Okay, so you're going to take 5 piercing damage. And I need a constitution saving throw.
Fourteen,
okay. And you're going to take 3 poison damage. That's half as much as you would have taken. You did pass. Good job. Congratulations.
Guys, look, he's trying to tickle me.
And lastly on these guys' turn is this giant weasel is going to run up and get up close and personal to Bulgrax.
I'd like double pat my chest.
Bring it! And it's going...
Do it!
Come on!
Do it!
And I think a 17 misses. Oh, man. He took a multi-attack. 16, 17.
Oh, my lord.
All right. So that completes the enemy's turn. You guys all rolled lower than they did.
Oh.
Why, yeah. Thank you for That's giving true. That encouraging word to our travelers.
Alright, so Steven, that brings us around. You are up. What has Elduin got? You have which creature right in front of you? The Pteranodon. Actually, the Pteranodon continued flying off. He is 15 feet away.
Okay. Is that the closest creature? That is the closest creature, correct?
I mean, like, you've got the other guys that are kind of around you. That is the most direct shot that you would have. You'd have to move just a little bit, but you could get over towards Bulgrax, and you could try womping on the giant weasel over there.
Wait, I want you to say closest creature I can connect 5 times fast.
No.
Okay. So I'm gonna go for the Pteranodon or whatever the
Okay.
The creatures.
Watch it.
So it's 15 feet away. Takes only a portion of your movement, you've got it.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and is it low enough to the ground where I can try to bring it down to the ground? Like try to ground it.
Like to grab it.
Yeah, we can roll contesting strength like checks.
Grabbing his talons and pulling it down to the ground.
Yeah, I mean like trying to wrestle it down to the ground.
Like just sitting on it?
Using my aluminum dice from Dice NB. At least I think they're aluminum, they're really lightweight metal.
So that is not a hashtag daddy issues.
Oh, thank God.
But
it's his cousin.
So we're going strength?
Strength, yep.
8.
Well, guess what? Crit fail.
This thing's just a mess right now. He just crit failed over him, then crit failed strength.
So you grab the foot of the Pteranodon. And you slam him down to the ground. He's actually going to take 1d6 damage, 5 bludgeoning damage as his head smacks against the ground.
Okay, can I, since I have 2 attacks on my turn, can I
go? Yeah, you can go ahead and take a second attack.
I'm going to go ahead and try to break one of its wings.
All right, another strength saving throw. I'm going to just roll something to try to combat this. Nope, 4 on the dice.
That is 18 mod.
All right, go ahead and roll me a... we'll call this a D8 damage because you're breaking bone. This is going to be something severely painful.
1 damage.
Okay. I'll give you your strength in there. Is it a +2?
+3.
+3? Okay, so 4 damage. All right, okay.
You broke its pinky.
He's not looking great, but yeah, you only broke a little bit off the end.
Ah, my my pinky.
Yeah. You know, it's definitely going to hurt him. But we'll see what ends up happening in the long run. Luca, we are around to you. You have nothing in front of you as of right now. The dragon came up, tried breathing on you, and disappeared.
That's okay. I don't need to be close to people. Who's all left? We got that pterodactyl that just got grappled.
You got the pteranodon.
The snake is around me.
Yeah. You got the pteranodon by Eldwin, the snake over by Bolas, and you've got the giant weasel over by Balfagrax, and you've got a giant bear as well.
All right. Well, Bolas looks like he's having trouble.
What do you mean I have trouble? I didn't have my turn yet.
Yeah, you're too slow. Yeah. I'm gonna shoot a ray of frost at the snake.
Okay.
That is a 21 to hit.
Oof-ta.
Dang, you have a lot of initiative.
That connects, and he dies.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what?
I'll take it.
I'm a little bit pissed right now.
So, anything else you got, Luca?
I guess that's it.
Okay, so Bolas, you're sitting there, and you're getting ready to swing down and, you know, try to punch this giant snake into oblivion, and it just freezes into a snake sickle and shatters in front of you.
Okay, I see that.
You've got a pteranodon being grappled by Eldwin. You've got a giant weasel over by your weasel friend. You've got a brown bear.
Wait, whoa, hey, what?
Isn't the brown bear Annabeth, though?
It's Anabiv, yes.
Anabiv? Okay. But she's on our side, though, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, for right now, she is.
A fair point, okay. I want to go and body slam the giant weasel.
All right, go for it. Go ahead and roll an attack.
Oh, that's right. I don't have this. Thank you. It's so nice, the gracious DM.
I mean, that's why I bought the, you know, dice tray things.
Mod 20.
All right, yep. You go, you run up, and you slam your elbow right into the giant weasel. Go ahead and roll one. You know, you're a barbarian.
I'm a big
dude. I'll give you a D6.
Woo!
Normally it'd be a D4, but I'll give you a D6 for unarmed strike.
2 damage. Oh, wait, plus
your strength.
Four.
Go for it.
A 6.
Ouch! This giant weasel, not quite down yet, but he's not looking great.
Can you feel the pain, Mr. Weasel?
Wait, I have my second attack, though.
You have a second attack?
Yeah, I get 2 attacks.
Where'd you get that?
Since, like, I was born.
Okay. Alright, fair enough.
Most people get it at 5th level.
Oy.
Unless you're not a martial class.
Gross.
True.
Which is basically just a bard.
Yeah, 14.
Okay. Yeah, that'll connect.
8 damage.
Okay, so you go, and you, after slamming down on this weasel, you go and you grab its chin, and you just pull, and you rip the head clean off.
Mr. Weasel is pop goose.
Okay, episode title, Mr. Weasel goes pop.
Mr. Weasel goes pop.
All right, Billy. That brings
could have
us
been
around
my line.
I'm so sad. Were you actually thinking about it?
I was fighting the weasel.
Were you really thinking about it?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm so sorry.
Well, that's okay. You were both thinking of the same thing.
All right, so Billy, that brings us around to you.
What's
and
even left now?
There is a pteranodon still being grappled by Eldwin.
How far is it?
20 feet.
Is that the only thing left?
That's the only thing that is visible.
I am going to just, like... Okay, what does a charge attack do?
So charge in 5th edition, technically, I think you have to have the ability to do it. But it would essentially be you go and you get a little boost to your damage.
Okay, so then I guess I can't charge it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to run up to it and I'm just going to hit it with my stick.
All right.
My big firm stick.
Your stick.
The 13?
13 is going to connect. Especially since it's grappled.
Alright, what do you want me to roll for this stick?
You're a fighter, you've built to make things into weapons. I'll give you a D6 versus a D4.
Ooh. Woo. He's so gracious.
Max damage. And
okay.
Plus strength.
So plus your strength comes out too.
10.
Dang. Oh man, okay, so Eldwin, you're sitting there, and you see Billy, or Balgrax, come up and stab the stick right through the Pteranodon's heart.
And it's just dead.
Yeah, through the scaly flesh.
Chicken on a stick.
Very good. Now.
Fine, just ignore the joke, okay? Just ignore the joke of the chicken on a stick.
I will ignore it. Thank you. So,
You'll be laughing.
Eldwin kind of is like, good. Is there anything else? Is there anything else?
Perception checks? So,
Anubiv kind of, you know, moves around in her bear form, and you kind of hear her with a little bit of a roar to the voice. You just kind of hear, there's something here. I can feel it. I can feel it.
It's a dragon.
Yeah.
Luca, could you do an arcana check? Maybe?
Maybe if I could see it.
Why don't you just feel for it?
What about Balfagor? Can you do anything? I don't.
Is Balfagor even here?
Of course
he is. What if I can throw you up in the air?
Is he participating in combat? Of course he's not.
So, all of you begin to see the terrain change and move and grow into all these different looking things, and it really crumples up and becomes very rock strewn and impassable. Everything just kind of feels like it'll be difficult in order to even pass through. I need everybody to roll me a investigation check.
Wouldn't that be under intelligence?
Yes.
Oh, it's better than mine.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Mm-mm. Bullis stares into the sky. Me? So 15.
15? Okay.
2.
For perception? Okay. For what are we?
Investigation.
Nope, invest.
Investigation.
Oh, wait, it is F4.
All right, so, Balgrax, you're the only one. Oh, I forgot to roll for Anubiv.
I'm too excited about what's happening around me. So, I'm like, whoa, what's this?
You see this terrain change, but then you notice that it flattens out, and you're able to walk over it fine. The rest of you are going to have to use this as difficult terrain.
What kind of terrain is it?
Difficult.
Yeah, difficult.
Well, I mean, is it
no,
forest?
No, it's rocky.
Okay.
Kind of like you
he's
would
saying,
find at the
Adrian.
Top of a mountain.
So,
just ignore the joke again, okay?
Now you know how I feel.
Yeah, but your jokes always fall flat.
So basically, boy, he's walking around fine, and we look like we're walking, like moonwalking here. On flat ground.
Yeah. So, only Anubiv and Balgrax are going to be able to maneuver this as normal. But you see this dragon creature reappear again. You know, a little bit off in the distance, away from Luca.
That is everyone can see that.
Everybody can, yes.
There's a stupid creature. Let's kill it.
That'll bring us, actually, yes, Eldwin, you're up.
Eldwin pulls out, how far away is it?
It'll be 35 feet away.
Okay, so
yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and pull out my longbow.
Wait.
Where'd you find a longbow?
Oh, sorry. I'm...
That was on the ground.
He went to pull out his longbow and pulls out a stick.
Yeah, let's go ahead and say I do that. I've got this. Oh, it's a stick. Never mind.
Use your imagination.
Give me a quick perception check, Eldwin.
Wow.
DC 10.
Nat 19.
All right, you see something lying on the ground about 5 feet away from you, within reach. It's a little bit smoother, and it has a pointed end. Looks very similar to a javelin.
Interesting. He goes over and picks it up.
And it looks like it could be very effectively used for a ranged attack.
All right.
And you would be able to use your proficiency bonus with it.
Well,
it tastes up.
So, he goes ahead and he runs up a couple feet to gain that momentum and throws.
Do it. Say it.
Say it.
Say it.
It.
Does he get a bonus for doing it?
No, it's kind of like dabbing. He gets minus 10.
No!
You get a yeet penalty.
That's a nat 20. Nat 20! Penalize
that! All right. Okay, so go ahead and roll double damage for a javelin. That I believe that's
D6s?
Yeah.
D6. Yep, so 2D6 plus your dexterity modifier.
7 damage. It's not bad. I mean,
okay.
Could be worse. Okay. Could be worse.
What do you like, a 2 and a 2 and a...
2, 3, and a 2.
Alright, okay.
Can you imagine just being the monster, just seeing this thing fly up in the sky? Oh, what the... Like, as soon as it gets stuck, all of a sudden you hear this echo.
It's like the trident from Anchorman.
Oh, jeez.
Brick killed the guy.
All right, Randy.
Yes.
We're back around to Luca. What she got?
All right, so I can still see the dragon, right?
Yes, it is still there.
All right, I'm going to shoot it with a ray of frost.
Okay. Is this a cantrip for you?
It is a cantrip.
Now, in an Arnold accent, say, freeze.
What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age. That is a 23 to hit.
Yeah, that's going to connect. Go ahead and roll your damage.
It's very ice to see you.
Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista.
It's, 11 cold damage.
Okay, and you see this fairy dragon freeze over, gosh. And its wings, you know, freeze in the air. It falls and shatters like a frozen swan.
Eldwyn
goes
in. Really?
And it wasn't a fey creature?
Javelin.
It was not fey.
His stick.
What is it? Now it's dead.
It's a stick.
No, it was a javelin.
It was so that creature was called a fairy dragon.
Yeah.
And it is a tiny dragon.
Yeah, but it should be of, like, the fae subtype, right? Because it's a fairy.
That one did not have the fae subtype.
You would think, but no.
I'm going off of Cheesy Pete, you know, GitHub, so. Mm-hmm. They may have some things a little goofy, but.
Mm. Are we still technically in combat?
No, that actually is going to complete combat. And.
I would like to bag my giant weasel.
I would say you could do that, except you don't really have a bag on you at right.
At all right, point. I would like to wear my giant weasel.
Okay, you wrap it around like a fur.
A scarf.
Like a fur scarf.
Tears a thing open from the belly, ripping out the guts.
No, technically, it's like, it's already deboned. I, like, ripped out the head. Bones following, bro.
So you predatored it.
And with that classy act right there, Bolas, you are our finest dressed warrior.
What?
Oh,
congratulations.
Oh, stop it, you. Oh.
Who's judging this?
Me.
The judge.
Me.
Who, excuse me, sir. Who are you? I am me.
Who's you?
I am who I say I am. Anyways, congratulations, Faerun 5. You will be moving on to the next round. Take a couple moments. Rest yourselves up. And we will see you in the next arena.
Does that mean we get a short rest?
You guys will get the benefit of a short rest. Yes. So you can, if you happen to have need of hit points, you can take them back. Otherwise, you can grab your spell slots and move on from there.
Do we do a full heal?
No. It would not be a full heal
if you want them.
That close.
What is up, NP Pod Nation? It's your boy, DigivolQ, here with your mid-roll update and what's going on with NP Pod Nation. I got a short one for today just because there's so much going on, but you already know about it, so I'm just going to hit them up real quick. We have coming up April 1st, hashtag no fooling, Pokemon Pending Podcast. Not one, not two, but three full episodes for you, okay? We got three full episodes. We have a couple PokePo shows that we've also recorded to get you a little bit deeper into the cast and characters that'll be dropping a little bit later on. And we have a contest that is going to be starting here soon. Okay? So be thinking about this. We want to build a crit deck, a critical success and failure. Okay, so be thinking about that. We will let you know as soon as that begins. I'm gonna try building up a Google form to post on Twitter, Instagram, and all that good stuff for you guys to be able to connect with, and I'll link it down in the description when everything goes live. We will have that going for a certain amount of time, and then we will close submissions. We will go through and figure out who has the most creative crit. It'll be decided between the group, and that will be the very first crit that we have. And that's how you will know that you won. We will let you know and all that good stuff. And we will give you the choice between one of three of my sets of personal dice, Envy dice, that I really don't want to part with because they're really nice, but it's for you guys. So it's my personal set. I want you guys to be able to enjoy it as well. I've used them. I've rolled natural 20s with them. I've rolled crit fails with them. More 20s than 1s, but you know, hey, that's just me. I'm awesome like that, right? Anyways, so be thinking about that. We will let you know ASAP here in the mid-roll when that's going to happen and all that good stuff, okay? So that's all I got for you today. Like I said, just keeping it sweet and short. So we will see you next time on episode 960 for What's Up with NP Pod Nation. We'll catch you next time.
So you guys are told that you will be advancing actually a couple floors because of how successful you guys have been doing, and that your next challenge will be a little bit more intense.
Luca takes out her tent. She's getting ready.
And
it's going to be intense.
Mm-hmm. She crawls into her tent. This challenge is very hard. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Oh,
do I win? Can I leave?
Did the fairy dragon drop anything when he cracked?
Dust.
You're technically right.
No. Fairy dust.
I mean,
we can all fly now.
I believe.
No, there was not anything that that dropped.
Dang
unfortunately.
It.
Yeah. So.
Well, I don't need anything for my short rest. Is anyone okay. else?
Mm-hmm. I'm good? Actually full health.
I wonder why.
So we've been fighting.
You fought the weasel when I wanted to kill it, so that's on you.
We've been fighting sticks and wild animals. I don't really.
And yeah. you do what? Throw popsicles at them?
I make them popsicles.
All right.
I like to lick a lollipop.
Luca's like low-key savage.
So you guys... No, she's not low-key. She's high-key. She's high-key. So you guys are ushered back out into the arena. And as you get there, there's actually a cart in the middle of this arena. And as you get closer, you see that it has...
Baby puppies.
Weaponry laid upon it.
Oh.
Now, combatants, because you have done so well... We are granting you the use of your weapons.
Ooh.
Please collect your items and prepare yourselves for your next challenge.
Are they specifically our weapons or are they just weapons?
You go up, you can arcana check them, you can test them, whatever you want. They are your exact weapons.
Oh, okay. I take literally half the whack. Because probably half is mine.
No, 3/4 of the rack is taken by Bulgrix and Bolas as they restock their armories. Eldwin and Luca take like 2 items each.
I only have, well, I guess I have a dagger too.
Well, wouldn't you say 3 items? Because it would be bow, quiver, and...
Yeah. So, do you guys feel ready for this next challenge?
Do you feel lucky? Well, do ya?
Well... Maybe they do if they're halflings.
All right. If you guys are ready, I'm going to have you roll initiative. Randy, let's start with you this time.
10.
Billy.
15.
Steven.
7.
And Caleb.
8. Ah! Still got it.
Even with a 1?
3 initiative plus 4 strength.
Your strength isn't added unless it's a barbarian thing. I don't know.
I thought it was a barbarian. Well, it could just be initiative. Let's just do 4
initiative.
And be safe.
Initiative is dex.
It's based off your dex.
I'll take the caboose.
Okay.
I'll take 1, Bob.
$5, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Okay, so I think... All right. We got a fairly decent initiative here. As you guys begin, the door opens, and you hear probably one of the most concerning things you guys ever could have. You hear 3 sets of flapping wings as a blue dragon wyrmling, a gold dragon wyrmling, and a red dragon wyrmling all come flying out at the same time.
Excuse me, but what?
Yes. All 3 of these wyrmlings come flying out. They look hungry for blood.
How big are they on a mechanical sense? Are they large?
Medium.
Oh, okay. That's slightly less threatening.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're medium dragons. Technically, they take up like a 5x5 square, but they're still pretty big. Like,
they take up all of the 5x5 square.
Yes. Like,
they're beefy boys.
I would classify them as large, personally, but, you know, their stat block says medium, so whatever. Yeah, whatever. So, first up is the blue dragon. And he is going to be flying over. His first thought is to go towards Balgrax, but he notices a blue shimmer on your scales and instead flies over towards Luca and is going to release a lightning breath. I need a dexterity saving throw, please.
Hey, Boldrax, I thought you were like orangish.
I'm blue.
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 WDW die. Oh no.
DM knows his character.
Is it a dex save?
Dexterity saving throw, please.
All right, well, that's a 5, so.
Oh.
Not liking this one.
Okay, you took pretty much average on this. Go ahead and take 23 lightning damage.
Average, he says.
Gross.
Average. Yeah.
Luca, and, are you okay?
No.
And this breath continues off 30 feet until it slams into the wall. Next up is the gold dragon, who's going to fly over towards Bolas.
Bring it! What you got, Goldilocks?
Row? Is that a row?
No, it's not a row.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to need a dexterity saving throw from you as well as fire begins to come in a cone from his mouth.
Mod 9.
9, okay.
Oh, gosh.
24 fire damage.
Tis but a scratch.
Turn you to a chicken nugget here.
All right, so Billy, that is going to bring us to you and Balgrax. You're standing there, and Luca has gotten slammed by lightning. Bolas has gotten slammed by fire. What do you do?
Who's the closest one?
I will say that you are equidistant at this point.
I'm going to go help out Luca with the blue one.
Okay.
Ruka!
And since I'm fighting a dragon, don't I have advantage on dragons?
No. But I will give you this for free. You know that he is going to be immune to lightning damage.
Yeah. Okay,
because he comes from your same line of blood.
Gonna pull out Tainted Willow, and in my other hand, I'm gonna pull out my longsword.
Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Yep.
And I'm going to activate my Blinding Smite.
Okay.
Duello, and I'm going to swing. Does a... Oh, man, I lost strength. Does a 13 hit?
A 13 is going to miss. Real quick, give me a Constitution saving throw.
22.
Okay. You feel like you're about to get sapped, but you will through it, and you maintain your strength.
Oh, I don't like
Go
this.
Ahead, make your second attack.
Okay. That's a 25.
Woo! 19 on the dice. That is going to connect. Go ahead. Give me some damage, boy.
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 Max damage of... Math number.
Math number.
12. 12 slashing.
Okay.
And I'm going to attack one more time with Tainted Willow.
All right, go for it.
Does a 18 hit?
That's going to connect.
All right, see if you're blinded or not.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and start rolling damage because he still takes that.
What'd you get?
This is the third one I've rolled with the aluminum dice.
Maybe it was banished for a reason.
It's rigged.
Okay, it's not weighted. I'm rolling. And it was a 16, an 8, a 5, a 5, a 20. Ugh. I rolled 3 ones in a row, though. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so he's blinded. And how much of the... Radiant damage did you deal?
17 radiant.
Okay, he's going to take another... what would be half of that? 8? Yeah, so he'll take another 8.
Yeah.
So 17 plus 8 is 25.
And slashing damage now.
Okay.
It's going to take 10 slashing.
Okay, so 35 plus your necrotic.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thanks for reminding me. 3 necrotic.
Okay, and you feel yourself gain not 3, but you would have gained additional, for some reason, additional health.
Don't.
So that was 35 plus 3?
Yeah. And I'm going to take one more slash now with my other weapon. That's another 19 on the die.
Oh, my goodness.
25 to hit.
All right. Go ahead and roll some more damage.
Minimum damage of 5. 5 slash.
All right. You go and you slay this blue dragon wormling single-handedly. 52 hit points.
Woo!
Do you want to, like, react in-game? How does that
So, basically, I just jump, like, the first 2 slashes in front of it, and then I slash one more time, and I jump up, and I pierce it right through his chest. And then it drops.
Goodness gracious, great balls of electricity, ladies and gentlemen. That is Balgrax, the Dragon Slayer, for you.
And I roar, holding my weapons up.
And the crowd goes wild. They are just applauding like crazy for you. Good job.
So I just want to kind of take a little quick. Eldwyn looks around it and he's like, what kind of monstrosity thought of this? Kind of entertainment.
My mind crosses. The thought crosses my mind. This is amazing.
All right. So Anabiv is going to go up and assist Bolas out at the gold dragon wormling. And she's going to throw down a claw and a bite. The claw, I believe, hits. No, the claw is going to miss, but the bite will connect. It's not a whole lot, but, you know, 9 slashing is... wrong one. Ha. Okay, came out to the same thing. 9 piercing is 9 piercing, so...
Okay.
So next up, we have Randy with Luca.
Hey, all right. As a flavor action, she will kick this blue dragon.
Okay, yep, you do that. go ahead and give me a quick strength saving throw. I want to see if you stub your toe.
Oh, probably.
Oh my gosh.
One thing Luke is bad at is anything involving physical things. 7.
All right, no, you're fine. You're fine. You do feel a little twinge of pain, but you're thinking maybe just kind of like hitting it, you know, scales.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, but you don't stub your toe.
Okay, she will, since Balgrax is right near here, she's going to give him a little kiss so he gets haste.
Awesome. Hey. Absolutely hate that, but awesome. That's what gonna give him a whole new attack, right?
Like, yeah, he'll
be able to do
things
3 times plus all that extra speed and goodness and graciousness.
OP.
Row.
And then, I guess that's it, because that's a standard.
So okay.
I don't know. So
don't want to move.
Ned, just hang out near the blue dragon corpse.
All right, sounds good.
Maybe kick it a few more times.
So that is going to bring us to the red dragon. And let's see, who does he want to...
Who wants some?
You know what? He's going to run over and he's going to attack Luca and Balgrax. I need both of you to roll dexterity saving throws, please.
Is this another breath attack?
This is. Yeah.
Does a 16 make it?
Mod 20 for Luca. Does your haste do anything for a dex saves?
Let me check.
He's pulling out all of his good dice.
Oh, I have advantage on dex saving throws.
Okay. You could crit, so...
21.
Okay, so you passed on both accounts.
So you guys are only going to take half damage of this fire breath attack.
Where's the Squirtle when you need one?
6 times 3 is 18?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, plus 3, 19. Divided by 2, rounded up, the damage you're taking is 10.
Alright, and I'm only going to take 5 because I am resistant to fire.
Oh, that's right, you are, aren't you?
Yeah, despite the fact that my character is a Lavistus Tiefling, they didn't give me cold resistance. I don't know why.
Ah, that would be a thing, though, right?
If you have the feat, you give you cold resistance.
I do not have that feat.
Okay. I think it's the demon blood, though, because you're half demon, right?
Yeah, basically.
I think that's the reasoning. Anyways, next up. Eldwin.
So, just kind of lay it out for me. Where are these two beasts?
You have the red dragon over near Baldrax and Luca, and you've got the gold dragon near Anubiv and Bolas.
So kind of like opposite ends.
Yes, opposite ends, and you're smack dab in the middle, equal distance. You can reach both.
Okay, so I'm going to do just that, one at one, and the other, one attack at one, the other at the other. Quite simply put,
Which one are you going against first? They have different ACs.
Well, I'm going to say, my right-hand side, whichever one that is.
Okay, we'll say that it's the same as the table, so your right hand is toward Bolas.
Alright, that is going to be a mod 20 to hit.
Alright, that's going to connect with the gold dragon.
Okay. Seven damage. And for my second attack. For my second trip.
I just realized I should have an advantage against attacking the last dragon since he's blinded.
Next time.
Yeah.
Well, either way, you killed it.
Yeah.
So.
So, that is a 13 to hit.
A 13 is going to miss the red dragon.
Rawr. And Eldwin's kind of, you know, he's going to shout an obscene curse in Elvish.
All right.
Butternuts.
And Caleb, that brings us around to you with Bolas. What does you got?
So the dragon is at ground level, right? So I can attack it with an axe?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's within your melee distance.
Yeah, the big, mean gold dragon in front of you.
Yeah. I'll do it with the battle axe. Oh, wait. I want to rage first.
Okay.
I want to initiate rage.
Go for it. For it.
Get up here!
All right, natural 20, ladies and gents. If you couldn't tell from that random screaming, go ahead and roll. We're in this field, we're just gonna do double damage.
Double damage.
Double damage.
So just roll your die twice.
And then you add your modifier once.
To double it again.
Oh, nice. That was a roll.
So that's 13.
And then you don't add your modifier this time. You only add the die.
Gotcha. 21 damage. I'm putting a wrench in the system.
Dang. Dang, son. All right.
Hey, DJ, is this a flashback to Christmas Resolution?
No, not quite. Huh. Anything else you got?
Yeah, that was just my first attack. I'll go for the second. That is going to be 25 to hit.
25 will connect.
Ten damage.
And that's adding your rage damage and your modifier, right?
Yes.
Okay, so 10. All right.
Nice
okay,
shot.
I can live with that. Good job. D decent hit.
Nice shot.
Thank you. I played baseball as a kid. I get a good swing.
Okay, that's going to bring us around to this guy. He's going to see if he can't recharge his breath attack real quick, though. So I got to find one of the D6s. No.
Cross your fingers. All right.
He is going to swipe a claw and then attempt to bite Bolas.
Try me.
Claw is going to be 18 to connect.
Yeah, it hits.
Where are all my D8s going? Alright, and that's going to be 10 slashing damage.
Oh, ain't no thing.
And since you're raging, remember to have that. And his bite is going to be a natural 17, so a 23 to hit.
23 to hit?
I don't know. Does it hit?
So, yeah, okay. I feel it a little bit. Tiny, itty.
Just gets right through the armor.
And that is going to be 14 piercing damage with his bite.
So that's with the claw 10, then piercing damage with
claw
the bite
10,
14.
Bite 14.
Okay.
So a total of 24.
Half it, 12. Gotcha.
Yep. All right. And I believe that takes us to Bulgrax. You now have this red dragon wormling up in your face.
All up in your face.
Well, I'm looking up in his face.
He all up in your face. In your face.
I'm going to swing with Tainted Willow now.
He's Tainted Willow. You
no smites, just regular.
All right, not activating and using another.
23.
That'll connect.
Max damage of 50. Strength, so, but yeah, 14 slashing.
Oof. Okay.
And I'm gonna attack my longsword.
And that was Tainted Willow, yeah.
Yeah, that one was Tainted Willow.
Okay, Necrotic.
That's right. Thank you, DJ. It's gonna be a +2 Necrotic.
So 16. Okay.
And does a 16 hit the dragon?
16 just misses.
Alright, I'm going to do my second attack now.
Wait, you got Luca there.
Oh, that's right. I have a...
What about me?
Unintentionally causing a flanking. That's going to lower the AC, and you're going to be able to connect.
Woo! Alright, so let's deal some damage. Minimum damage of 5 slashing for the other longsword, and I'm going to attack again with Tainted Willow.
Alright.
That is a... Let's see, 23 to hit?
Yeah, that'll connect.
And it will take 12 slashing damage.
Oh, yeah.
Plus 3 necrotic.
Oofta, oofta, oofta. Okay.
Still alive?
It is. It is still alive.
Well, I'm going to attack my longsword again.
Oh, that's right, because of haste.
No, that's my second attack still. I have one more left.
Oh, this is second? Okay.
That's going to hit with a 21.
Yep.
And it's going to take 10 slashing. And if it's not dead yet...
it's still going, but probably not for long.
All right, I'm going to attack with... Oh, I feel... I have a bad feeling about this one. I'm going to attack
so
with...
All right, so now this is your hasted. This is attack 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Does a 18 hit.
Yep.
And that's going to take 11 slashing damage.
There's a reason why I hate Balbrax.
Yeah, I know. And I hate you for it.
And does a 21 hit.
Yep.
He's still going.
He'll take 8 slashing damage.
Oh, there's way.
All right. It's still up. Is there anything else you're going to do?
Kick it.
Wait.
Slap it.
I think there's a very important question we have to ask.
Insult
slap it.
DJ.
I will do an intimidation.
Hey, DJ.
Check on it.
How he look?
Shush.
How he look?
The announcer says shush.
Me says shush.
He's a red dragon, so you can't tell if he's bleeding.
He has a point. He wore his red pants today.
He also
no,
goes
I wore the brown
faster.
Pants and the red shirt.
The dragon just stands up. Gosh, you can't even see my brown pants right now.
No, so the dragon does not seem to be doing pretty good. A couple scales are missing at this point, and it's
can I try to intimidate it now.
Insulted. You get the idea that in this situation. It's going to attack to death, whether it's intimidated or not.
Do it anyways. Insult its dignity.
Foul beast, you shall die.
Your mother smelled of elderberries and your father was a hamster.
No, your father was, your father smelled of elderberries.
All right, so Anabiv.
The mom was a hamster?
Ladies.
Sorry.
So Anabiv comes up. To the gold dragon wormling is going to try swiping and biting again, but she's usually a pacifist. This whole thing just isn't really clicking with her at this point, so she misses on both accounts.
Oh,
even though she
does,
killed like outright that badger last time.
Yeah. Does my wolf totem do anything since she's within 5 feet?
She gets advantage, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just remembered that. I'm catching on, guys. I'm catching on.
We need
on.
To all just move in a clump.
Yes.
So we all.
Okay. So
yes.
her bite is going to connect because of that. And 28. Another 10 piercing damage to this gold dragon warbling. Every little bit counts. All right. So, Luca, we're back around to you. You are staring down the maw of this red dragon wormling.
All right. Well, first things first. She's going to curse it with her Hexblade's curse.
So is that Hex? Or
no, it's a special version of Hex.
Okay.
It's this one.
it's my lovely I get a card with Stitch on it.
It's not Stitch. That's
I
nice.
Know. Wait, I know, but it looks like Stitch.
You mind if I see that real quick?
It looks like Stitch.
It's my
from
Skylanders.
That's Skylanders.
Anyways.
And then, since she can't move away from it, she's going to attack with her scimitar.
Okay.
That is a mod 20 to hit.
Oof. Ladies and gentlemen, this may be it. Go ahead and roll some damage.
I'm going to take maximum damage on this. 13 slashing damage.
Oof.
Did Luke get the final kill on the dragon after I just went slash, 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 slash?
And
13?
Yeah. And it does count as magic if it's...
Luca gets the combo
got
breaker.
Got DR, I don't know.
The red dragon wormling falls on top of the blue dragon wormling and ceases to move.
Yay. And then she's gonna lick off a little bit of that dragon blood from the blade and regain 6 hit points.
My gosh,
Luca
what?
The lady, everybody.
Luca,
you can just
the,
hear her going
sorry, I like the blood dripping down.
Sorry.
All right.
Do you
so
see like a little bat sucking up blood or something, or like letting eat a little piece of fruit?
Oh my gosh!
So up next was supposed to be the red dragon wormling, but we're gonna skip it since it's dead and go to Elduin. Yes, go ahead and take your hex card.
I'm going to go ahead and perceive.
Soon.
You know, because there's... Which one's left?
There's the gold dragon wormling left.
Okay, then.
The one that we're going ham on.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and hammer with my longbow.
All right.
That is a 21.
A 21?
21.
Is going to connect.
Which one to have?
We're going to let... Keep that dead. We're not bringing that back.
we're
not bringing 21 back. All right.
That's minimum damage at 3.
3? Okay. Elduin, you're sitting there, and as you release the arrow, you see the dragon turn and look at you, and it goes straight into the eye, and it rears back, falls over, dead. It had 3 hit points left.
Yeah!
You know what I realized, too? I did add my strength modifier to the damage output.
That's why I was asking you. It seemed like too small of damage.
Yep. Next time. Next time.
We'll remember this stuff next time, so we'll kill about it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm gonna say Elduin, clenches his fist in victory. Yes! You know, and,
congratulations, Faerun 5, in defeating probably the toughest combatants that we've had for you as of yet. Stay tuned next week as we bring even harder encounters to the Faerun 5 as we come back next time on Name Pending. That's actually all we got for you, ladies and gentlemen, this week. We will see you next time, same channel, here at Name Pending. Thank you for joining us yet again. And remember to go out and be a positive difference in your community.
Yeah.
We want to give a quick thank you to our sponsors, Anchor.fm, Flipboard.com, and DiceEnvy.com. And remember, if you guys really want some super sweet dice that roll better than what I'm doing right now,
amazing.
Dice Envy is starting to load them on me because I'm damaging these guys too much.
These are amazing and intimidating at the same time.
Yes. If you want to sound just as intimidating as me, then go to DiceEnvy.com. We have a link down in the description. Get yourself a set of dice and sound just as awesome as I do.
Name Pending Podcast is a part of the Name Pending Network and is produced by @DJVolQ. Please leave a review wherever podcasts are found and subscribe to our feed. We are a family-friendly podcast that aims to have the most fun without compromising the family value. Special thanks to David Darris of Dice Envy for letting us use his Starburst D20 as a part of our logo. Also, special thanks to Ansley and Levi Stage